Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston police are still searching for suspects in the horrific quadruple shooting in Dorchester 12 days ago that shaken the city. Four young women were attacked. Three of them died from their wounds as they sat in a car on Harlem Street. They were all just 22 years old. Funeral services for Sharice Perkins were held earlier this week, and tomorrow, Kristen Lardy will be laid to rest. WBUR's Dolores Handy offers this profile.
There were many facets to Kristen Lardy.
And Karen Ricketts should know. She's known Kristen Lardy all of her life.
I actually was friends with Kristen's mom before Kristen was born. I knew Kristen when she was in her mom's womb.
Ricketts is a pastor at the Family Life Fellowship Church in Hyde Park.
So we go back a long way.
She watched Kristen grow up.
And she grew well and grew beautifully.
This past June, 4 years after graduating from Boston's John D. O'Bryant Exam School of Math and Science, Kristen graduated from St. John's University in New York. She was back in Boston looking for a job in advertising and marketing. In the meantime, she and friends from her high school days were drawing up a business plan to start a nail design business. Ricketts is still trying to come to grips with losing Kristen.
I believe in anything that she did, she would have succeeded. She was just very focused. I think Kristen knew what she wanted, and she was going to go after it and get it. And it was going to be meaningful. It was going to be filled with lots of purpose, and she was going to make a difference.
Kristen was also a contributor to a sleek New York-based online magazine. She wrote about fashion, culture, beauty, literally a potpourri of a young woman's life. Her last article was autobiographical, posted 6 days before she died.
I'm a 22-year-old heterosexual female living in the United States of America, and I've never had a boyfriend.
Kristen's article is read here by Lauren Brown.
Now I know what you're thinking, and I promise, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm smart, have a great personality, and I'm attractive. And no, I do not hate men.
That's Kristen I knew. Yeah, she's different.
Jay Molyneux is a youth minister and keyboardist at Kristen's church.
Her parents are both pastors, so she's a classic church kid in church Sunday service, Friday youth, Wednesday Bible study. She did the choir, she was involved with the youth, you know, she did the step teams. She was definitely unique. Usually you hear that, you know, pastors' kids are the bad ones, but she was definitely a good pastor's kid, definitely.
Both of Kristen's parents are immigrants. Her mother, Sonia Bishop, was 14 years old when she came to the U.S. from Barbados. She was a valedictorian at Jeremiah Burke School in 1979, won a scholarship to Harvard, graduating with the class of 1983. She was in Africa on a Rockefeller Fellowship when she met the man who would become her husband, Agabus Lardy of Ghana, the founding pastor of the Family Life Fellowship Church in Hyde Park.
I know her mom, if she were here, was and would still be very proud of her.
Kristen's mother died of cancer 2 years ago. Pastor Karen Ricketts says despite that loss, Kristen had managed to stay focused, stay on task.
In my heart, I believe that her resolve was that she was going to, all of her mom's dreams for her were going to happen. You know, if there was one thing she was going to do, she was going to make her mom and her dad proud and keep it moving, you know, even through that pain. And I think she was doing that.
Church members celebrate Kristen's life. Irita Ashby's face lights up when she talks about the 22-year-old.
There was this aura about her that you have to like her. You know, she's one of those people that she's likable.
Ashby is having a hard time making sense of the loss.
At this point, I really don't believe that she's gone. You know, life's taken so soon. Didn't get to really live her life, you know. Just got out of college, about to go in the working world, and didn't get a chance to do that. Didn't get a chance to marry, have kids, you know, that kind of, you know, it's just one of those sad, innocent life taken, basically.
Kristen Lardy will be laid to rest Saturday. Services for the third young woman killed in the shooting, Genevieve Marie Phillip, will be Tuesday. Phillip is survived by a 5-year-old daughter. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.